part two of the story of the boy who made a machine. Now, we left off part one at the point where... What had happened? Oh, yeah.
Where you made the box.
Yeah, we made a box. And the box started off being made so it was all... Nobody could get into it. And I had to open it up again.
Then what did you do?
I had to put a hinge on it. And I had to get a screwdriver, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember I didn't know what a nail or, and what was the difference between a nail and a screw.
And what's the difference between a nail and a screw now? Pardon?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll go back over that again. The nail is put in by a hammer. You bash a nail in. And you screw a screw in and out, right? You need a screwdriver. Okay, on with the story. So, eventually we got it sorted so that we now had a box. And this went on all summer. And Johnny Daly was really, he spent all his time drawing doodles, or I thought they were doodles, in his notebook. He called them plans. Anyway, so we eventually got a box that you could actually get into, stand up in. And then he said, I have to go into my shed and I have to make something. And when I have it made, we're going to put it into the box. And that will mean that you'll be able to get into the box, and the machine that's inside in the box will put on your socks, it'll put on your underpants, it'll put on your trousers, it'll put on your shirt, it'll put on your tie, but it won't put on your jacket or your school.
Why not?
I don't know, actually. That's what he said. I think that would have needed... Yeah, I don't know. I think it might have been too big. Anyway...
Why didn't you ask why?
Well, to be honest, I thought he was so crazy. I mean, it was so weird, the idea that you could have a machine putting on your clothes. And I thought it was all a joke, really. And it was just a handy game we were playing. Anyway, I had learned the difference between a hammer and a screwdriver myself. I mean, you weren't the only one who didn't know the difference. And anyway, I said, fine. And then I didn't see him for 3 weeks. And I played with other people. You know, other people came into my house. There was a guy called Pinch Lynch. He was one of my friends. And Paddy Delaney. And John Caffrey and Noel Sexton. These were all friends of mine who came into the house and played. Anyway, Johnny Daly disappeared. And I missed him, actually. I thought it was... So eventually I went down to his house after school one day. And his father's shed, if you like, or whatever it was actually a garage that he turned into a tool shed. It was on the left-hand side of the house. So I just went up to the shed and I knocked on the door. And nothing happened, but I could hear something inside. And I knocked again. And I knocked again. And the next thing, a voice came out saying, go away. And I said, Johnny, it's Paul. In fact, they used to call me a nickname. They used to call me Mash.
I know.
So I probably said it was Mash. And he said, go away. I'm inventing. And I said, look, come on. I haven't seen you in 3 weeks. Because, you know, he was at a different school to me. So he said, just go away. You can't be an inventor and be chatting with other people. I'll be ready when I'm ready. And I said, but look, you know, this is no good. Why don't we give up and just go and play? And he said, go away. I'm not giving up. I'm an inventor. So I had to go away. But I wasn't going to leave it at that. I decided I had to find out what was going on in that shed. So the next afternoon when I came back from school, I went down again, only this time I did not knock on the shed door. I went walking around the shed, trying to see if I could squeeze a view into the shed, if I could see anything inside. All I could see was that it was not very bright. And there was a small window, but the window wasn't very clean and I couldn't see in properly. It was a bit like the window on our shed. You know that window?
Yeah.
You couldn't really see in properly. Yeah, covered in green stuff, like as if there was mold growing in it or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I gave up that day. But I decided I wasn't going to knock on the shed anymore because all he was going to do was shout at me. But the next day, I got an idea. And it was that I could sneak down to his house with a torch. And I could shine the torch in the window and see what was inside. So I decided I would go very early in the morning before anybody was up in my house, because I certainly didn't want to be doing it late at night, because to get the torch to work properly, it had to be dark. So I got a torch we used to keep in a drawer in the kitchen. We had all sorts of drawers in the kitchen and one of them kept a torch. Anyway, I sneaked down. His house was only three houses away from mine. And I went up to the window and I turned on the torch, which was quite powerful. And inside I could see all these bits of metal kind of tied together. Have you ever seen Meccano?
No.
It was like before Lego. It was a thing that you used to join bits of steel that had holes in it. And you'd screw them together and you'd put nuts on. Do you know what a nut is? Okay, you know when you shove something through and you tighten something at the other end?
Mm-hmm.
That's called a nut, right? So you put the nut on the screw and that keeps the screw in place. Or in fact, if you do it properly, it should be called a nut and a bolt. You put a bolt through and you screw the nut onto the end of the bolt. Anyway, the whole thing was there were these bits of metal with bolts through them and a very peculiar looking contraption, and all I could see was that bits of paper lying around with drawings on them and pencils that were, you know, broken in two on the floor, and I could just about see that they probably weren't good anymore, and there were a whole load of pencil shavings on top of the bench that Johnny was working on. So all I could think was that he had gone crazy. He had given up on making a machine because there was no engine. There were just all these bits. And then I saw there was a funny little red box in the corner. I didn't know what it was, but it had some wires out of it. It had wires, and I didn't know what was in it, but it was quite small. And it was black with a red top on it. Anyway, I went off. And about 2 weeks later, a knock came to the door in my house after I came home from school. And who do you think it was? Pardon?
Whatever your friend's name is.
Do you not remember his name? He was called Johnny Daly.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, it was Johnny. It was himself. And he said, "Fancy a game?" I nearly fell over backwards. I thought, where have you been? I haven't seen you in about 6 weeks. And now you come knocking on the door saying, "Do I fancy a game?" I said, "Go away. I'm inventing." And I closed the door in his face. And he knocked again. I said, "Go away. I'm an inventor. And I don't let people into my house." And he said, "Ah, Paul, come on. Look, I'm sorry if I insulted you and hurt your feelings, but I had to get a bit of peace and quiet so I could invent. You can't invent when there's a lot of people chatting to you." Then I opened the door and said, all right, come in. Have you got any orange squash, he said. I said, I don't know. Let's go in the kitchen and find out. So he went in the kitchen and we did have some orange squash and we did have some. And then I said to him, look, what have you been doing? And he said, well, you got to come and see it. You got to come and see it. And I went out. He took me into his shed. And inside in his shed was a wooden box. And you know what was in the wooden box?
What?
Do you have any idea?
No.
Do you want to guess?
No.
Well, he opened this contraption, this box that I had built, right, with his help. And inside the box were a whole lot of bits of metal, levers, and there was even a funny one that had a hook on it. And at the bottom of the box, in the bottom of the wooden box, was a small box with wires coming out of it, and the wires were attached to the bits of metal. In fact, the wires were really attached to a wheel that went around, and the wheel was somehow attached to the metal, and I couldn't understand it. It all looked very complicated, and he said, do you know what you're looking at? I said, a load of bits of metal with a black box in the bottom. Ah, don't be stupid, he said. Don't be stupid. This is the dressing machine. I said, you are joking me. I would not get into that and get dressed in that for anything. I said, no, you have to. Go and get your pajamas and take off all your clothes and put on your pajamas and we'll try it out. I need to have a guinea pig.
What's a guinea pig?
A guinea pig is somebody to try something out on. And the next part of the story will tell you what happened next.